Capitol Hill and bluntly dismissed President Trump's claims that the Russia probe was a hoax. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Mueller says he's seen a lot of threats to democracy over his career.
The Russian government's effort to interfere in our election is among the most serious.
And it wasn't just 2016.
No, it wasn't a single attempt. They're doing it as we sit here.
He says President Trump's allegations that reports of Russian election meddling are a hoax are just wrong.
The indictments we returned against the Russians, two different ones, were substantial.
And all Americans need to pay attention to Russia's efforts. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Boris Johnson has taken over as prime minister in Britain, succeeding Theresa May. His major goal is to achieve the Brexit deal that May could not. But he says even without a deal, Britain will exit the EU on October 31st. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The European Parliament is warning Boris Johnson not to count on any renegotiation of the Brexit deal that his predecessor, Theresa May, negotiated with the EU. The bloc's Brexit steering group says the statements made by Johnson during his campaign to lead the Conservative Party have greatly increased the risk of a disorderly exit of Britain from the bloc. It adds that a no-deal exit would be economically very damaging, even if such damage would not be inflicted equally on both parties. Johnson has said that he would take Britain out of the EU on the Brexit departure date of October 31, come what may. Charles de Ledesma, London.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban have claimed responsibility for a bombing in which a suicide bomber rammed his vehicle into a NATO military convoy and killed one Croatian soldier. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department and the Federal Trade Commission say Facebook has agreed to pay the largest civil penalty ever on the issue of data privacy, $5 billion. The agreement also provides that the social media platform institute what are called robust new protections of user information. The agreement comes in the wake of government charges that Facebook misled users about the extent to which third-party application developers could access users' personal information. In the U.S. state of Arkansas, a federal judge has temporarily delayed the imposition of several new abortion restrictions. It's the latest chapter in this country's long-running political battle over access to the procedure. AB correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. District Judge Christine Baker has granted a 14-day temporary restraining order that stops three new abortion restrictions from taking effect in Arkansas this week. Among the measures is one that opponents say would likely force the state's only surgical abortion clinic to close. Another one prohibits the procedure 18 weeks into a woman's pregnancy. The restrictions also include a requirement that doctors performing abortions be board certified or board eligible in obstetrics and gynecology, plus a law that prohibits doctors from performing an abortion if one's being sought because the fetus was diagnosed with Down syndrome. I'm Matt Small.
Russian activists have confirmed that a woman who was stabbed to death in St. Petersburg this week was a well-known human rights advocate who had been threatened over her work for LGBTQ rights and opposition causes. The victim was 41-year-old Yelena Grigoryeva. Friends said her name was listed on a Russian website that identified her and fellow activists and called for vigilante action against them. Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says he plans to meet with the Taliban, urging the group to negotiate with the government in Afghanistan. But he cautioned that securing a political settlement to the Afghan war will not be easy. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has voiced hope for a settlement by September. Speaking in Washington, Khan noted that for the first time in the 18-year-old conflict, Pakistan and the United States are working together to achieve peace efforts. Khan and President Trump met at the White House on Monday. In Somalia, a suspected al-Shabaab suicide bomber has killed at least six people and injured six others, including the mayor of the Somali capital, Mogadishu. Security officials said the bomber attacked officials meeting at the local government headquarters in Mogadishu on Wednesday. Al-Shabaab is claiming responsibility for the attack. The terrorist group says it was targeting the UN special envoy to Somalia, James Swan, who had been at the building earlier in the day. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.